Governor Larry Hogan delivered his annual State of the State address yesterday. He used the speech to call on the General Assembly to do something about Baltimore City's soaring crime rates. And he offered up several ideas, including one bill that increases penalties for certain violent crimes. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports.
Hogan called Baltimore's high violent crime rates an urgent crisis. He said every issue that comes before the legislature is important.
But none of them are as important as addressing the out-of-control violent crime, the shootings and murders that are destroying Baltimore City.
He said just in the 29 days since the legislative session began, 60 people have been shot, 23 killed.
The time has come for Baltimore City to finally take back its streets and communities once and for all. And they simply cannot do it without decisive action from this General Assembly.
His primary plan for reducing the violence is what he calls the Violent Firearm Offenders Act of 2020. This bill increases mandatory minimum sentences for certain crimes that involve the use of a gun and restricts who can be released from jail while awaiting trial.
If you do not consider any other legislation, and if you accomplish nothing else in the next 61 days, pass the Violent Firearm Offenders Act of 2020.
Republican legislators stood to applaud his directive while Democrats remained seated. Hogan also highlighted other parts of his crime package. One bill makes it easier for courts to charge someone with crimes related to witness intimidation. Another requires all of the sentences judges issue for violent crimes to be compiled in an annual report. After the speech, Senate President Bill Ferguson, whose district is in Baltimore, said he thinks Democrats agree with the goal, but not all of the governor's proposed tactics.
Some of the specifics of the proposals that are in the governor's package, I think, need to be thought through, make sure they're evidence-based and that they'll have a real impact. There are other pieces that I think make a lot of sense around witness intimidation.
On Tuesday, Democratic legislators unveiled their own competing crime package. One of their bills requires the Departments of Parole and Probation, Juvenile Services, and Corrections to bolster staff levels. Critics, especially labor unions, have accused the Hogan administration of understaffing these agencies and leaving critical jobs unfilled. Another bill requires an audit of all crimes committed with a gun to see where the criminal justice system is failing.
Of course, accountability has to be a component of crime reduction, but so does the long-term investment in ensuring that people don't choose crime in the first place.
Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olcheski said he's hopeful that some of the increased education spending that Hogan also mentioned in his speech will help reduce crime over the long term. For example, Hogan highlighted funding for expanding pre-K and school programs that target at-risk youth, both components of the Kerwin Commission's recommendations.
We have to be thinking about what's happening with early childhood education. We have to be thinking about youth and juvenile diversion programs. We have to, you know, address the problem that's immediately in front of us, but we also have to look at this more comprehensively and holistically.
Hogan's speech highlighted several other priorities Democrats and Republicans can get behind, such as protections for the Chesapeake Bay and increasing funding for school construction. But one thing he mentioned raised concerns for some local leaders from both parties, a proposed billion-dollar tax break for retirees. Harford County Executive Barry Glassman, a Republican, questioned how the state can lose that tax revenue.
And proposed spending $4 billion more for education. The math doesn't line up.
Hogan started and ended his speech with calls for bipartisanship, to be different from the governing that happens in that other Capitol building about 30 miles to the west. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.